My guest today is Lance Larson. Lance, how are you?
Very good. Good to see you.
What do you do?
So I am an independent consultant. I also run the Madison.net user group, and I've run it for 8 years.
Oh, that's a great group.
So up in Madison, Wisconsin, it's wonderful. We have a great time. We have lovely speakers like yourself that come up and give really cool presentations.
And do you ever play with any cool technology?
So I love playing with whatever is cutting edge, but you only have so much time to spend on it, so I got to kind of be picky and choosy. My latest passion is the Microsoft HoloLens.
I know that. Let me see. This is the other one right here.
Yep. So this is one of the very first models that actually came out to developers. I was actually at Build doing the holographic academy when my wife texts me with "You got this package from Microsoft," and it's like, yeah. And it was April's Fool Day, so one of the guys there said, "Are you sure?" I'm like, I don't think she'd fool me on this one. It was awesome. So I eagerly wanted to get home to play with this.
Yep.
It is an amazing piece of technology.
Now what does it do?
So you wear it. It's a wearable.
Okay.
And it is a complete standalone PC. So it is a complete Windows 10 PC all by itself. You don't have to have a phone that hooks to it. You don't have to have a computer that hooks to it. It's not dependent on anything. It's completely untethered. It's very comfortable. They actually just got a design award for the actual design of the HoloLens.
Okay.
But when you put it on is when you truly believe what it can do.
What happens when you put it on?
So when you put it on, basically, you're able to do a couple gestures. And one of the first gestures is called a bloom. And the bloom basically brings up your Windows 10.
Do a bloom for
me. So the bloom is basically you go like this, and you spread your fingers apart. So you have your hands supinated, and you spread your fingers.
All right. And you have to do it in front of the visor where the cameras are.
Yeah, so, and the cool thing about the cameras is it's not just regular cameras. This thing has an entire Kinect essentially built into it. Hmm. The next generation of Kinect. More powerful and less power consumption. Hmm, okay. So you got about 120 degree field of view that you can actually see your hand.
All right.
Currently, you see you have a limited scope to actually see the holograms in, but they're so fantastic that you forget that it's a limit.
Tell me about the
holograms. So, say again?
Tell me about the holograms.
Oh, so the holograms, basically, you can project very dense, light-dense holograms, so dense that you can actually put your hand behind it and you can't see your hand through the hologram.
Wow, opaque
holograms. So, opaque holograms. So, it has two lenses in there that basically have both a red, green, and blue layer, and they all broadcast at 60 hertz. So the images that come through are extremely smooth and extremely flow really well. And as soon as you put it on, you can basically choose apps. You can go to the Windows App Store, and you can start downloading apps. They have about 7 or 8 ones that are specific for the HoloLens, ranging from everything from the Robo Raid, which is the one that you saw on stage at Build the first year.
That's where the one with the aliens crashing through the walls?
That is the one where the alien, and that is one of my absolute favorite games of all time.
I had a chance to play that a few months ago.
It is amazing because the aliens, literally, you see the little cracks in the walls, the thing blasts out, and it looks impressive on stage. It is 10 times more impressive when you actually get it on.
What I thought was cool was that first it detects where your actual walls are, and that's where they come crashing through.
Yep.
And when they crash back behind the walls, they disappear. You can't see
them. They do. And it's actually got something when you actually blast the wall itself, it projects a fake wall behind it, and you actually see like the studs or the pipes that are in the walls, and it's kind of almost more fun sometimes to blast the wall to see what's behind the wall.
There's some sound in that as well.
There is
some like three-dimensional 360
sound. So it's called 360 degree spatial sound. And it allows you to hear where everything basically is in your environment. So your ability to basically hop in there and find an object that you can't necessarily see but you can hear is real easy. It's exactly like real life. I've had lots of I've gone around. I've made it my job to basically evangelize this because we're having so much fun with it. I want to have everyone see it. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten so many people that said I didn't believe that it could do literally what it does.
Right.
I have one friend that we're actually starting a company called holosoft.net. So HOLOsoft.net.
Yep.
He said it took him 10 minutes. He's like, okay, he went from being skeptical to signing online to buy a development kit.
Oh, wow.
So, I had another friend who was waiting. They've released them in waves. So you sign up, you had to give a good reason for you to be, you know, where you are in the line, essentially.
Right.
What cool things are you going to do with it? I was actually talking with Alex Kipman at Build, and he said they got more applications on the first day than they expected to make devices for the entire year.
Oh, wow. So there's a backlog.
There is a backlog. Yeah. So there
you got in the first wave.
I have a very first wave, exactly. And I was very fortunate to be there. But they have five waves of people right now, and they're not expecting to get those until next year, some of them aren't. So.
Oh.
So, but it's phenomenal, and I would definitely encourage everyone to sign up, because the sooner you sign up, the sooner you'll get one. You're not committed to the $3,000, but it's certainly worth it.
Is what, once you get in, then it's $3,000. Essentially, you pay for the hardware.
You're paying for the hardware for $3,000, and you can order up to two. I only regret that I ordered one when I did it. So you actually saw people reselling them online for like $15,000. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
I know.
So, no, when I think of holograms, the first thing that comes to my mind is Oculus Rift, which is a very popular virtual reality hardware software combination.
So those aren't holograms. That's the difference between virtual reality and augmented reality is the virtual reality is kind of like having a big monitor strapped to your face.
Okay.
You are detached from your environment, and a lot of people have nausea issues because what your inner ear isn't, you know when your head moves or something moves on the screen and your body isn't used to that particular movement, it's difficult for a lot of people. It's disorienting. The newer Oculus has a little bit better because the resolution's increased and the refresh rate is better.
Okay, but that's virtual reality. This is augmented reality.
Augmented reality. What's the difference? Microsoft likes to call it mixed reality, too.
Mixed reality. What is that?
So basically, it's an overlay on reality. So you're seeing everything in your actual reality. You see the tables, you see the chairs, you see the walls.
All right.
And so does the device.
Because this screen is translucent. I can see right through that.
And the translucent. And you can actually see that there's two little lenses back there.
Okay.
That you can actually see, those are that's where the projection comes through. And it has three layers, a red, green, and blue layer, that all come through at 60 hertz. And then basically you see through it, and then it's basically projecting the light holograms that basically intercept between your eye and the real world around you.
Okay.
So you're
so those
able
holograms
to,
are actually sitting within the real world.
Yeah, and the cooler thing on top of that is, since you have the Kinect integrated with it, it knows where the tables are. It knows where the chairs are. Mm-hmm. You can actually take those holograms and literally place them on there. And the thing that I was so impressed with when I saw it for the first time is that when you place a hologram somewhere and you walk around it, it's not jittery at all. Ah. It's like there's an actual object sitting in front of you.
Impressive.
Doing things with you. So, yeah, the potential here is humongous. They're focused on industry first, which makes a lot of sense.
We started talking about the game with the aliens crashing through the walls.
Right. But, and that's
kind of an expensive gaming system.
It is a very expensive gaming system. So they're focusing on industry first, because think about an architecture firm or an engineering firm that can basically get these devices, and then they can do shared reality so that multiple people wearing the HoloLenses can see the same hologram and interact with the same hologram. Case Western has a fantastic app called the HoloAnatomy that just released like last Monday, and it came on the store.
It's an educational app for medical students.
Yep, and it basically shows an anatomy class, and it shows you the muscular system, it shows you the skeletal system, it shows you the vascular system as it flows through the body.
Oh wow!
It can basically pull the heart out and show you those things. The neat thing is, it shows you that when you look at a two-dimensional drawing, it's not going to be as easy to see, because it's easier to see the pancreas from behind. So if you kind of walk behind the hologram, you can see where it is up in the body cavity.
Wow.
And it just gives you this real sense of where the stuff is. And it's going to really revolutionize the idea of shared education.
Yeah, I think education is a big space, because sometimes we have experts in one part of the world that are not available in another part of the world.
Yeah.
Put this hologram on the student.
Yeah.
The teachers can project and interact. They can both interact with the same hologram.
Right. And then the nice thing on top of that is the students don't have to even potentially be there. They can look through other people's eyes.
Right.
So the new Skype app is really exciting for me, because I'm a big space geek.
Okay.
And they actually shipped a couple units up to the International Space Station.
Wow.
And they had the astronauts wearing the HoloLens, and they had people down in Mission Control looking through the astronauts' eyes.
Wow.
And you think about it from the perspective that not everyone can be an expert on anything, on everything.
Yep.
And the astronauts sitting up there, what if there's a system, or what if there's an experiment that a scientist shipped up there?
Right.
The scientist can basically Skype to the astronaut, look through the astronaut's eyes, and if the astronaut has questions or whatever, the scientist can actually draw in holographic form in that perspective of the HoloLens with the astronaut's wearing, and actually say, no, look over here, here, connect this wire, or yeah, do this
or
particular
not just experiments.
Thing.
What if something actually goes wrong?
And if something
space,
goes absolutely
you know,
wrong,
it's hard to send a mechanic up there.
Yep.
But to get that kind of advice. So, have you decided what kind of applications you're going to be building with this?
So the first thing, obviously, you want to get a couple games out there because they're the wow factor.
Okay.
So I've got a couple ideas for some haunted houses,
ah.
Some integration. What I'm really, really excited with is since it's a full Windows 10 device, it has Bluetooth and it has Wi-Fi. And so I can start integrating different devices. I actually went out and picked a Microsoft Band 2 because the SDK for this is so super easy to integrate into universal Windows apps.
Okay.
That I can basically take all the sensors, the heartbeat, the temperature, the ambient light, all that kind of stuff, or the ultraviolet light, and basically integrate that into applications that with the HoloLens. I think a lot of things we're going to see, the first right way these are going to get the people is not going to necessarily be with people buying them. Companies are going to buy them. No doubt to me that companies are going to be big in these big time because they have the capital expenditure to go, and they'll make their money back 100-fold.
Right.
But people-wise, I don't think a lot of people are going to lay out the money initially. Mm-hmm. So if you look at like the way that you know companies, you know, you remember the Segway, the thing you ride on.
Right.
So people would rent out Segways.
Right.
So what if we have groups of companies basically renting out the HoloLenses?
Sure.
For museum tours, for stuff like that, that you can basically make an income based off of that. So hopefully I'm not letting the cat out of the bag.
No, that's the arcade model, the old video game. So you didn't buy all those video games in your
right.
house. You go to the arcade where they're available and so rent them for a quarter.
That's it. Right. So rent these guys, hopefully more than a quarter. but the whole idea that we can get these out to people and have them start seeing them and then really change the world that we live in based off of that. One of the things, a quote I was reading that was quite impactful, was that if you look at the market for virtual reality headsets, it's basically limited, for the most part, to the number of gaming consoles that are out there.
Okay.
Because it still needs to be hooked up to a PC or to a gaming console.
Oh, I see.
But if you look at the marketplace for augmented reality, it's got the same breadth as mobile devices.
Because they're standalone.
Because they're standalone. Mm. And because they could basically eventually replace the mobile phones of the world.
Ah.
So the number of devices in the AR space is going to be potentially much larger than the VR space.
Hmm. And you're building your applications as UWP, Universal Windows Platform applications?
Yep, UWP applications. And then you can do UWP applications integrating with Unity. So the Unity game engine did a fantastic job of integrating with the Microsoft and the HoloLens, and you can start up an application and export it and basically integrate it. Yep, and export it as a HoloLens app. And that I'm actually giving a bunch of talks on.
Is that available
just
today?
That. It's available today. Yep. And you're seeing more. Literally, the number of apps in the store is increasing just a couple every week at this point in time. Obviously, I'm keeping a close eye on it because all the things that are rolling out are really exciting.
Okay. If people are fortunate enough to get one of these things, where would they go to learn more about it?
So I have on my website, holosoft.net, there I have articles on there. I call them a Holonaut's Guide to the HoloLens.
Okay.
And
A whole lot of words.
A holonaut, like an astronaut.
Got it.
And I try to basically lay out all the things they need. So I'm keeping a list of resources that they can basically use to kind of get started. And then as I learn
you
and discover things.
You want to be a landing page for all things HoloLens.
Yep. And as I learn and as I explore, I'm trying to basically expand the knowledge of myself and there through, you know, elevate everyone else around me.
Sure.
And we all end up better by basically using that elevation. So,
Lance, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Holosoft.net wants to make the HoloLens your bridge between technology and your friends.